scriptures. ESV, verse 45. Therefore, speak to them and say to them, thus says the Lord God, anyone of the house of Israel who takes his idols into his heart and sets the stumbling block of his iniquity before his face, and yet comes to the prophet, I, the Lord, will answer him as he comes with the multitude of his idols, that I may lay hold of the hearts of the house of Israel who are estranged from me through their idols. May be seated in the presence of the Lord. The idol making factor, which is the human heart. What is an idol? An idol is any noun, person, place, thing, or thought that you look to as your source to meet your needs. When you trust more in the resource instead of the source, then you are guilty of erecting multiple gods in your heart. And I want us to continue to draw out of this text three things the text directs us to do when we trust with our heart in God's resources more than we trust in God, the source, with our hearts. So first, we cover the recognition of the reality of the idols of the heart. This morning, we want to deal with the recognition of the serious consequences when we have idols of the heart. Ezekiel, sitting with the elders of Israel, and they came to Ezekiel, the prophet of God, to inquire of the Lord. And God said, don't speak to them. Therefore, speak to them and say this. Thus says the Lord God. This is the I am that I am God. God has spoke to Moses through the burning bush, the one who said, who revealed his covenant name, Jehovah or Yahweh God. And he says, anyone of the house of Israel who takes his idols into his heart and sets the stumbling block of their iniquity before his face, and yet comes to the prophet, I, the Lord, will answer him as he comes with the multitude of his idols. The multitude of his idols are not in his arms. They're in his heart. And he said, that I may lay hold of the hearts of the house of Israel who are separated from me through their idols. When God's covenant people choose to give their allegiance to anyone or anything other than the true and living God, you are in effect creating in your heart idols, lesser gods, little G-O-D, in your heart. And beloved, there are automatic consequences for that choice. You can control your choice, but you cannot control the consequences of your choice. You have the freedom to choose. But you have no freedom to deal with the choice that you make, which becomes the consequences you must deal with. They are built in automatic, like a seed, automatically within it. If it germinates in the ground, it's going to do what? Produce a
just like church folks. You've been so estranged from God for so long, doing your thing, standing on your business, rebelling against God with your best life ever. And then when the bottom drops, who do you run to? You go back to the church. That's what these prophets, the elders of Israel were doing. And I want you to look at this in verse 4. He says, anyone of the house of Israel who takes his idols into his heart and sets the stumbling block of his iniquity before his face and yet comes to the prophet, I, the Lord, would answer him as he comes with a multitude of idols. The elders, listen, the leaders of the nation of Israel, lost their ability to discern. But they removed the God of Israel off the throne of their heart, come on, and replaced it with independence. Replaced it with power, prestige, and pleasure. Replaced it with happiness. Replaced it with family. Replaced it with finance. Replaced it with females. Come on, somebody. That's what they did. They replaced God with created things. But created things are more attractive to us than the Creator. The leaders replaced the true and living God with lesser gods. These hypocritical leaders came to inquire of the true God, even though they had false gods in their hearts. They drew near God with their lips. Their hearts were far from Him. And because of their divided hearts, they will receive no verbal answer, but would be answered by God Himself in the form of judgment. Look at verse 7 of the same chapter. I'm going to sit right here in the text. I'm trying to squeeze all the juice I can out of this text. And maybe we could drink of it and be refreshed. Ezekiel 14:7 says, for any one of the house of Israel or of the strangers who sojourn in Israel who separates himself from me. How do you do it, God? How do they separate themselves? Taking his or her idols into their heart and putting what? The stumbling block of his or her iniquity before his face. And yet comes to a prophet to consult me through him, I, the Lord, will answer myself. When the people of God replace in our hearts God with idols, there are some serious effects. You will experience a lack of spiritual desire and discernment. Your heart will be so desensitized to the high and holy name of God. In this spiritual desensitized condition, you will not hear the voice of God as in former days. Even though, listen, God is speaking. Not hearing audibly, but in a heart-assuring in mind-illuminating way. You remember, you've heard the voice of God in your life. It wasn't audible, but the impression and the impact was so indelible on your consciousness that you knew God was in control. That you knew God was making a way. That you knew God was in the house. You knew it because you were in fellowship with God. Lord, help me. You will not see the works of God even though He's working. All you're going to see is obstacles and not opportunities. All you're going to see is stumbling blocks and no stepping stones. You're disconnected because you're seeing with the natural eye instead of the spiritual eye. You're walking by sight and not by faith.
says, verse 18 through 20, when Delilah saw that Joshua had told her all his heart. If you're not married to that woman, don't be telling that woman your heart. Woman, if you're not married to that man, don't be telling that man your heart. Because all they're going to do is use it against you to trap you into some illicit affair. That's a different subject. Let me get to this. When Delilah saw that he had told her all his heart, she sent and called the lords of the Philistines, saying, "Come up again, for he has told me all his heart. He revealed all the secrets." Then the lords of the Philistines came up to her and brought the money in their hands. Verse 19, she made him sleep on her knees. Then she called a man and had him to torment him, and his strength left him. And then in verse 20 it says, and she said, "The Philistines are at the door. They are here for you, Samson." And he awoke from his sleep, and he said, "I will go out as at other times and shake myself free." Listen to this tragic phrase. But he did not know the Lord. This was a Nazarite vow he took. Not to drink wine, not to cut his hair, to serve the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to protect and defend the can become an obstacle to those whom you are in relationship with. When you make the choice to sin, the consequences impact everyone who love you and know you. And many of us have bought into the hip-hop philosophy, only God can judge me, from the thug life. It's not a biblical concept. We can judge you too. Because you are called to judge a tree by what it produces. And if you're an apple tree producing plums, I'm going to judge that. You've got mistaken identity. And so, beloved, when you make the choice to sin, the consequences impact others. The people that are sitting next to you and across from you and behind you will be affected by your private sin. That's what God was saying to the elders in this passage. You can choose the son of idolatry, but you cannot choose the consequences. You remember Adam? He disobeyed God's command in the Garden of Eden not to eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. We know Sister Eve was deceived. I'm not talking about Sister Eve, I'm talking about Brother Adam, the representative of the human race, right? He chose in rebellion against God's command to respond to the request by his wife. His wife is not the problem. That's male chauvinism there. The problem is the choice that Adam made, because the command was given to the man. Come on, somebody. Y'all don't want to hear me. The command was given to the man. That's God's order. So when a man acts a fool, the woman and children want to act crazy. When a man is not in place, everybody else is out of place. You hear what I'm saying? And so, beloved, listen, I'm going to take my time with this one. And as a result of Adam's choice, every human being that comes into this world has the sentence of death upon us. You can't escape it. Yes, eat right, exercise, do all you can do, but you'll never escape that. Many of us will go to heaven healthy, because death is going to take us out. Come on, somebody, y'all with me today? Am I preaching to myself? Some of y'all going to be so, look so good in that casket. Healthy man going to heaven. Look at me. Healthy body. And that body a few days going to decompose. I'm telling you, it's Adam's fault. It's his choice. He represented us. We're his natural seed. All ethnic groups of all colors and all backgrounds and all nations come from Adam. And when he sinned, sin in his DNA spread to sin throughout human people. Oh, beloved, you see what he did? He made the choice that influenced everybody. Romans 5:12 says it. If you question me in this thought. Therefore, just as sin came into the world through one man, that's Adam, and death through sin, so death spread to all men because all sin. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God because of Adam. He influenced us. He influenced our DNA. So Israel, here's another influence. Israel is defeated by the inhabitants of a little coveted things. You know, it was gold and silver and some kind of outfit from Babylon, some garment. They have stolen and lied and put them among their own belongings. Therefore, the people of Israel cannot stand before their enemies. That's why they were losing out on battles they should have won. Don't you feel your life that way sometimes? I've lost out on battles I should have won. Then why? I keep losing the battles I should win. It was found to be guilty of causing Israel to be defeated. And he and his household faced capital punishment. The idolatrous lifestyle of the elders in Israel affected the nation. The fall of a stumbling block in our text historically is the defeat and destruction of Jerusalem in 586 BC. That was the ultimate judgment. God said, guess what the answer was? The Babylonians demolished Jerusalem in 586 BC and left it burning with a wall torn down in ruins because the people of God replaced the source with the resource. And they committed they built up multiple gods in their own heart. Ezekiel 7:19. It says they cast their silver into the streets and their gold is like unclean things. Their silver and gold are not able to deliver them in the day of the wrath of the Lord. Oh, we think we're a powerful nation, the greatest nation on the planet. No, we're not. We're the weakest. We're the weakest because we deny God into our spaces. We annex God. We vote God out. We settle for pluralism and syncretism and your truth and my truth and your God and my God is all alike, and we just want to get together as ecumenical, smorgasbord and think all the gods on the same level. That's what America has done, but let's not talk about America as a nation. Let's talk about the Americans, us. We put them on our hearts and do the same thing to God. Listen, beloved. God said, they cannot satisfy their hunger or fill their stomachs with it, this gold and silver, for it was the stumbling block of their iniquity. The Babylonians, as I said, systematically demolished the city of Israel and set it on fire and pulled down its wall and crushed its whole worship system. There are consequences to placing God below and placing others above. Lastly, this is the last consequence. You can bring shame. It's a consequence of living in idolatry. We're commanded in 1 John 5:21 to keep our hearts, to remove ourselves from idols, to keep those idols at bay. Why would he give a command to us like that? Because the propensity of the human heart is to seek a provision that we can make God instead of seeking God to make the provision. It's just a reality. Ezekiel 36:20. When they came to the nations where they went,